I covered audio and video by talking about MB Mini Audio Player, which I strongly recommend, and Flow Player, both of which are free, which I strongly recommend.
Hang on a sec. MB Mini Audio Player. Now, okay, so that's if I just want to stick a recording on of something or other.
Yeah, if you want to put an MP3 recording, then that's the one to use.
And what's MP? You said MP. Did you say MP5 or HTML5?
HTML5. Oh, HTML5 is right. The normal audio players prior to iPod, iPad, and iPhone were what was called flash players. Flash audio players, and they still work as long as you've got a PC or a Mac, but they won't work on iPod, iPad, and iPhone, which is a complete pain in the ass. So what you need is an HTML5 player, and there aren't many around, and the ones that are around are crap. So this one took me a lot of searching to find out a good HTML player. The ones I tried had so many limitations, like you could only have one HTML5 player on each post. That was one, so that went back. Another one didn't work at all. Another one, I just didn't like the interface. It was just overly complicated. But yeah, that mini audio player is very good.
And what comes up on the screen when they?
Let's see if I can show you. I'll need to.
It's just one of those little.
So if I do one of these, I'm going to show you my membership site now. One of my membership sites. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Oh, there we are. I was talking about TablePress.
Get your ebook on Kindle.
Right. So there we are. There's TablePress. It's got this stuff in a table format. Okay.
Oh, I see. It's not a. Particularly overt boxy type thing, is it?
No.
No, it's quite
simple. So there's module 1, there's module 2, module 3, module 4, etc.
And are those, okay, yeah. Are those audio posts?
I shall show you. No. Now let me think which one will have audio. Let's click on that one.
To you.
Oh, there we go. All right, you see these players?
Oh, that's what you get, yeah.
Right, so, no, we can fix it. I said earlier on I was joined tonight by Nick Sturgeon. Let me introduce him a little more formally so you can understand.
Nick Sturgeon, by the way, is an awesome guy.
Nick,
really?
That's my interview of him. That's quite a long interview. So, there we are.
Right.
It's split into six.
Is there any way of showing that's a long interview, by the way, before clicking on it? I mean, let's say I know I've got 20 minutes.
No.
It doesn't say, tell me there that I'm going to need 35 or 55.
No. I mean, you do that, you know, this is a long interview and blah, blah, blah. So it's split into approximately.
You could just write it in there.
Absolutely. So that's all.
Yeah.
Nick is the author of...
And you can scroll to... So that's 15. That's probably about 18 minutes, that one.
Actually, if you scrolled ahead, you'd be able to see if you wanted to, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Because so many of these things that you can't tell how long it's going to go on for, and it's like, ah.
No.
I've noticed nowadays, people when they send stuff through to you sometimes, and it's done with Camtasia or something like that. And they sort of do this sort of... it's a recording, and so you're watching it and listening to it, but you can't fast forward, you can't scroll forwards, you can't do anything except stop it.
Oh, that's annoying when you do that.
It is, isn't it? Because then you think, well, actually, and if you have to stop it to go out or something... Unless you leave the computer on, you have to start again.
Yeah, yeah. I tell you, this is, can you see this little thing, right? This is nothing to do with WordPress. This is a little PC application. It's called MySpeed. Let me show you what it does. It's just brilliant. It speeds up. Let me see if I can find a, I hope I've got a video on here.
So that's on your screen now. They wouldn't see this, the members.
No, that's correct.
Yeah.
So this is Flow Player using this. Can you hear that?
So this is Seth Wolfoni, this is Alan Richards. This is the approaching webinar series.
That's twice.
And I'm delighted to have you with me.
Yeah.
Three times.
Because I'm not in publishing a book. There's absolutely no demand out there for your book. So today...
So there you go. That, I find, is incredibly useful. It's called MySpeed.
Enounce MySpeed.
Absolutely fantastic.
And then if you think that you're speaking a little bit too slowly...
Yeah.
You could speed it up a fraction or slow it down a fraction, would you?
Yeah. Now, bear in mind, that's on my PC, so...
Yeah.
That doesn't do anything to the website.
No,
it's just literally the replay on my personal.
Yeah. PC. So, you use that, yeah?
All the time. Yeah.
And so you wouldn't use the two times or the three times, would you?
Yeah. You actually get used. It's particularly useful for people who've got very labored delivery, you know, very kinesthetic people sometimes have very labored delivery. And you're thinking, get on with it!
I see, so you can speed their other people up.
Oh, yes.
I see. Yeah. It's not so much for your own recording.
No, it's not for yours, no.
No. I see.
Because you speak at the right speed for you. It's for other people who speak too slow.
Yeah, and you couldn't do it to your record. You couldn't listen back to your recording and then think, hang on, I was a little bit slow there. I'll just speed it up.
The easiest way is to re-record it. But with Camtasia, with the current version of Camtasia, you can speed things up or slow things down if you want to. I've never used that. I've never felt the need to actually do that, but you can. No. Should you wish to.
Yeah. That's very good, isn't it? Is that enough for my speed though? Is that free or?
No.
No.
It's not very much. Google it. I'm not sure. It's not very much. And I think they give you a week or so free to try it out and see if you'll like it.
All right.
And then it's payable. I think
it's probably also a way of just fast forwarding almost if you go three times.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So some of those sales webinars, you know, you just want to fast forward the credibility stuff. You know, I've sold a $1 million worth of so-and-so because I had it tough and I had, do me a favor. So, you know, you can fast forward all through all of that. So it's
really... Yeah. That's very good.
So I use that all the time. Where do I get to? So, yeah, that's the HTML5 player and Flow player. If you get into podcasting, PowerPress is the one to use. Blueberry PowerPress.
PowerPress. For podcasting.
Podcasting. So podcasting is just putting audio snippets on your blog, and then using something like PowerPress to publish that to iTunes, so people can subscribe via iTunes without having to go to your blog to listen to it. And every time anything comes up new, it comes up on iTunes and downloads automatically to their iPod or iPhone.
So that you could sell a recording like that via iTunes?
Selling it is more complex. iTunes, anything on iTunes is actually free.
Okay.
Any audio, any podcast on iTunes is free. So if you want to charge for it, and you absolutely can, you need another mechanism. You need something to protect your information, such that you can charge for it either one-off or ongoing.
Okay.
So you really need a membership site of some description if you're going to do that.
Right. Yeah. So iTunes.
Sorry, go on.
So everything on iTunes, it's just free.
Every podcast on iTunes is free.
Podcasts on iTunes are free.
Yeah. So you use that as a promotional tool, basically. And you get as long as the material's good, you'll get good recognition from people. And you can get a large audience.
Right. Yeah. You've got a large audience using PowerPress and iTunes.
iTunes, yeah. But PowerPress is the mechanism you use to get onto
for iTunes.
iTunes, if you're using a WordPress blog, PowerPress is the best one out there. And it's again, all of these are free. Remember, there are other paid services, but PowerPress is feature packed and absolutely free.
And is there a free membership site? Membership plugin?
No.
No.
No is the short answer to that. Bear in mind, if you're going to be...
Well, they probably are, but they might not be...
I said no very quickly. Right, if you want a free one, and I really, really do not recommend you do this, there's one called S2, okay? Capital S2.
I'm not writing it down because you're recommending I don't do it.
No, it's just horribly over complex, but it is free. Okay.
Yeah.
I have other recommendations for you for membership sites that make your life really easy. But S2 is free. I don't know it.
No, I'd rather.
I don't know any other ones that are free. Actually, there's a lot of pieces of membership software out there. I've used quite a few of them. Anyway, we'll come back to that.
Yeah.
Also, for podcasting, you probably need an FD feed burner, which just makes sure you've got a clean feed for iTunes. So that's, you just add that. And that'll
FD feed burner.
Yeah. Feed burner is an organization that's now owned by Google that tidies up your feed.
That's it.
Almost last. You know, I mentioned affiliate links. There's one I don't use because I've got a solution that I already bought, which is really, really good.
But I
paid money for it, and Pretty Links Lite actually does everything that my package that I bought actually does. So what I recommend to people now is just get Pretty Links. Now, there are two versions of it. One is called Pretty Links Lite, which is free.
Yeah.
The other one is Pretty Links Pro, which is like about $47 or $37 or something.
So
it's not a horrible amount of money, but the free package does everything you actually need. So what it allows you to do, so if you, let's say you had an affiliate deal with Slazenger.
Yeah.
You had an affiliate deal with Amazon. Well, let's keep it real easy. You had you spotted a Slazenger racket on Amazon that you wanted to recommend because you used and you wanted people to know about it.
Yeah.
All you'd do is you'd sign into Amazon, make sure that I think as normal you're signed up for an affiliate with Amazon. Make sure you get the affiliate link for that product. So bring up the Slazenger racket. Then I'll show you how to do it, actually. Let's go Amazon.com. Right. Now, you see this stuff at the top here?
Yeah.
Right. That's what you want. Let's say Slazenger. Let's find do lots of stuff clearly. Mm-hmm. Rockets. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there we go. Oh, a junior tennis racket, fantastic. Right,
junior, so, yeah.
That's a bargain. So you say, well, look, this is really good. You click on link to this page. Mm-hmm. Now, yeah, that's right. Right at the top there.
Yeah.
Click on text only. Now, this is just need to do a bit of cutting and pasting here. Now, you see this is what you paste, this entire thing, if you want the picture and everything. If you just want the affiliate link, you see where it goes A equals href, and then there's a link. Just paste that within the quote marks.
Not including the quote marks.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. Now, if I go and paste that, for example, it'll go straight to that, and when people buy it, my affiliate account will be credited.
Yeah.
Okay. So what you do?
Why didn't you do the whole thing?
Because what? if you do the whole thing, then you can't paste that into a. You can paste that into a website, but you can't. You watch. I'll get an error message if I. You can't paste that into there. There we are. You see that? That's for pasting into a website. Whereas I just want
it inside the bracket, inside the
quote marks, just inside the quote marks.
Mm-hmm.
So
and what, then so it what, says a preview.
So
yeah, carry on.
If I grab that, so that's the entire link. Now you don't want to necessarily give that to people. So what PrettyLinks does is it's a plugin that allows you to have a short, you know, like Bitly and Tiny URL and all the rest of that. What it allows you to do is on your site, so you know, nlpforsports.com/Slazenger, for example, could be a link you could give. And then by using PrettyLinks, what it does is it has that entire link inside that.
I see. So what the person sees is whatever I want them to see.
That's correct.
Could be nlpforsports.com/Slazenger. It could just be Slazenger / tennis racket.
Yes, exactly.
Anything I like, really.
Exactly. And you know these...
Or just could say click here.
Yes, indeed.
You often see that, don't you?
Indeed. Now, you see these alanrecommends.com/aweber?
Yeah.
That works in exactly the same way. So, PrettyLinks works like that. Now, this is actually... Mm. I actually handle it by a different package, but, you know, it's the same principle.
Yes.
So, inside that aweber link, there's a big long affiliate link for AWeber that, you know, you don't want to do that because people can not have the whole thing. It can get broken up by email and all sorts of other things. So
it's
much more likely to work if you do that.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
So pretty.
Can you use that in an if you're sending someone an email?
Yes, absolutely.
Even still, you can use PrettyLinks.
Yes, absolutely. Ah. So what you do is let me show you. Let's use that one. Let's get out of there. Let me see if we've got. Templates. There's no reason why I shouldn't put it on there, is there? So let's do it on here. Okay. Just sign in. So we want to search for PrettyLinks. thinks light, L-I-T-E, the American spelling. So install now. Activate. Right, now there should be somewhere, there should be a thing saying pretty links. Yeah, pretty link. There we are. Now add new link. So target URL, we'll do 307, yeah. Do target link is that, which is my Slazenger racket thing. A pretty link, I am going to call it Slazenger. And show that one, junior CQET. Right, that should be all I need. Blah, 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 create. Okay, now, all I do to make that work is I go to, that's my site. Now, normally, I've got this in a directory, so normally you wouldn't see this extra thing, paper, okay? But if I go, I pulled it Slazenger, didn't I? Slazenger. Hopefully, this will work. There you go. So there we are, it brings it up. So all I have to remember is,
right,
is, you know, what I call that, what I call that link.
Yeah. So, hang on, what did you do then? You put the Slazenger.
I'll go back.
That was so fast. Suddenly you were there.
Yeah. So,
did you write Slazenger? Where did you write that Slazenger?
I'll set up an alarm and watch. Okay.
Yeah.
So.
I was watching.
No, it was.
It sort of slipped.
It was. Okay. So,
yeah.
That's no good.
Yeah.
Let's go and get the link. So that's the affiliate link. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sorry. Right. Paste that. Now.
Yeah.
Now the link is going to be.
Could be anything. Doesn't matter. Yeah.
And you literally scroll down.
Where? Yeah, you're scrolling down.
Yeah, and press the create button. Yeah?
With the create button?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh.
There.
Yes. Oh, down there, yeah.
Sometimes a delay, isn't it? So, create. Okay. Now, if I go to that, to my site, and as I say, your site
that we're on now.
So this is the same site that PrettyLink.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Ignore this.
Yeah.
Ignore this. Let's do a complete clean one. All right.
Well, no, I don't have to do that.
So
it does look pretty straightforward. This at the top here.
Yeah.
Where you've written by.
Yeah.
You've just added /paper/by onto the end of the website.
Yes, that's right. Now, ignore the paper. It's just because I've got this in a directory.
This other thing, yeah.
Okay, I've got about three or four websites on that same domain. Normally you wouldn't have that, okay? So
yeah.
you would have a pretty.
So just /by.
Yeah, exactly. Now, pretend the paper is not there for the moment. So there you go.
Yeah, you just click on that and it goes straight through there.
Exactly. Anybody who clicks on that, because that's got your affiliate link, that will be credited to your account.
To your account, yeah. It's brilliant, isn't it?
And obviously, that's just Amazon. You can do that with anything.
Anybody, yeah.
So Pretty Links is really, really good, I think, and the fact that it's free is just incredible. Lastly,